The other thing that, or something else that you probably know about me, I grew up on a farm. Really enjoyed that. I didn't know I enjoyed it at the time, but I did. I wouldn't trade my growing up years for anything. I learned a lot about agriculture and how things grow and how things work that way. And then another area that I had my firefighting career, and then I went and worked for a farmer again later. I really enjoyed that too, and I learned from that farmer awesome things as related to growing things and having plants survive and having plants be fruitful. This sermon is titled Grafted In, Adopted Into the Family of God. And it kind of is around, as Carter read very well, John 15, 1 through 4 talks about Jesus being the vine and we're the branches. You know, we spend a lot of time trying to figure out, where do I belong? Well, the Bible tells us something about that. It's amazing. When it comes to belonging, we're born into a sinful world. We're born sinful. And we aren't just forgiven servants or tolerated outsiders, which we are outsiders. God's chosen people were Jews, the Jewish people. And so we have to be brought into that area. Well, we're not just forgiven servants or tolerated outsiders. In Jesus, we're adopted in. Through Jesus, because of Jesus, we're adopted in, adopted sons and daughters, grafted into God's family, not just rescued from sin. He brings us home to Him. God's plan has always been family. It's on. Oh, there it is. Ephesians 1, 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. God chose us. Before the foundation of the world was made, he chose us. He wants us to come to him. So that passage actually answers the where do I belong. It says right in there, having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons by Jesus to himself. Before we ever chose him, God desired us. Adoption is very personal. In the Roman world, adoption was not as it kind of can be in today's day and age. It wasn't a second-class status. If you were adopted into a family, the child that's adopted gets a family name, moves right into the inheritance rights, has all full legal standing and full belonging to that family. In verse 5, Paul tells us in the letter, God is intentionally bringing us into his family. He wants us there. He wants us with him. And in that church, and we come into a church, it isn't just an event to attend and feel good about going. It is a home to belong to. We're a family. In the church, we're a family. And we get adopted in. We were outsiders, and Ephesians 2:12-13, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. We're separated. We can be a long way off, but we get brought in close to God through Jesus' blood. Our enemy is whispering, you don't belong. God could never want you. Jesus' action on the cross says something different. Jesus didn't die to make us better. That would be a byproduct. He died to reconcile us, to pay our sinful debt. So, Jesus wants us to come along with him, to be a joint heir. God wants us with him. So, what do we need to do, or how does this happen? Well, God wants us there, so we need to be grafted into that tree. Romans 11:17, kind of the middle of the verse. And thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them take from the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Wild branch doesn't belong in a cultivated tree. And yet God grafts us into it to share that root, the nutrients, and the life that that tree and that root provides. This isn't earned. We've been invited through Jesus to this point. The root supports the branches, not the other way around. God doesn't need us. We need him. Being grafted in means we share God's promises. We become part of the covenant people. Remember, we're Gentiles. Most of us aren't Jewish. That was the called people. God wants everybody. And his Jewish people weren't following him either, so they need to be grafted in and know Jesus as well. So he wants us to become part of that covenant people, part of that tree that family that he made, that he's called. Can you pull up Romans 8, 15 through 17. Romans 8, 15 through 17. Bear with me. The adoption or grafting should change the way we relate to God. There are those that teach that we have to perform, clean yourself up so God will accept you. Well, in, as we're going to see here in a minute, in Romans 8, 15 through 17, that's not the case. He wants us to come to him. God will accept you because of Jesus. We're accepted into God's family. We're sons and daughters, heirs. Galatians 4:7. So you are no longer a servant. You're no longer that wild olive, but God's son. And if you are his son, then an heir of God through Christ. Slaves, servants, work from fear. Children live from belonging. We're God's sons and daughters. We belong to him. He's inviting us. If we're not side by side with him, we have the opportunity to be grafted in because of Jesus' blood and Jesus' sacrifice for us. Heirs understand God's love, his resources, his promises. As heirs of God, we gain eternal life. We gain the kingdom. And we gain fellowship with God. When we're adopted in or we're grafted in, we're going to live in the family tree. I don't know if any of you have ever, I'm kind of one of them geeks, if you will. I like watching kind of the science programs and the YouTube videos for doing different kinds of things. And before I even was thinking about this, I have looked at a lot of videos for when you graft a plant in. You know, if you cut a branch out of a tree, or even a few leaves out of a tree, if you're holding it in your hand or it's sitting out in the sun and such, it doesn't take long and it wilts right down. But when you graft it back into a living, healthy tree, it's amazing that that will start to draw up the life out of that tree, out of that branch. And it'll grow. It will produce another branch. It's amazing. We have to stay connected. That tree, that leaf that you graft into that tree has to stay connected. It's got to be solid in there. It's got to bond together. In the tree leaf or tree and branch scenario, that parent tree has to be, the bond between the tree and the branch has to just be amazing. It's got to be constantly reinforced, that bond. It's kind of like when you break a bone and the doctors put a cast on it to keep it from moving around. While it's casted, your body grows new bone around that to solidify that fracture or that break. That's the same thing. When we graft into the God's tree, into God's family, we have to be still, listen, absorb those nutrients, that life that we can get from God through that bond, to grow and to strengthen that bond. So how do we stay connected? Prayer. Talk to God. Ask him what you can do to strengthen your bond in that grafting. Read his word. It's amazing the knowledge, as Dan said in Sunday school this morning, since he started the January 1st reading through the Bible, how much, and he's a man that has read through his Bible before, but how much he's gained in this concentrated reading the Bible. That's how we can reinforce and build that bond in our grafting. He's telling you, be obedient. Worship. And then fellowship. You want to build the bond of being part of God's family? Fellowship with other believers. You know, I've heard it said, probably somebody you really shouldn't be doing a lot of listening to, but if you want to be rich, hang around rich people. If you want to be a good mechanic, hang around with mechanics. If you want to be a good follower of God, hang around with Christians. Hang around with fellow believers. When we're grafted into God's family, the fruit of belonging starts to show. And that's kind of that goes back to that, if you want to be, then hang around with them. If you want to be fruitful, hang around with a fruitful group. And it'll start to show. What are those fruits that you want to start showing? Love, mercy, holiness, forgiveness, generosity. That's all, and unity. That's all that's a list of many of the things that are what God wants to see out of us. It's not a performance-based thing to be part of God's family. Not performance at all. It's what you are. How do you present yourself to people around you? Because God is gracious and wants us to be a part of his family through Jesus, we are grafted in, and dividing walls are torn down. We're all one family because of grafting in and being adopted by God through Jesus. We're all one family. No more Jew versus Gentile. No rich versus poor. In this world, there's still young versus old, but there's not those walls, there's not those divisions. As I was talking about earlier, a branch cut from a tree withers pretty quickly, but grafted into a living tree, it begins to draw life almost immediately. It's not fast thing, but it does start and build. The grafted tree, grafted into a living tree, it begins to draw life it would never have naturally. So, you know, that branch gets torn apart from a life it used to have. The natural part would have been that tree that it stayed, it was on, that it came off of. It gets torn off of that. It's put in, starts to grow life that you wouldn't have had before. That's what every believer is. We're spiritually separated, but through Jesus, God accepts us, grafting us into his living covenant relationship. Let me close with these thoughts. The invitation of God is not clean yourself up and then come see me. It's not that at all. His invitation is, come to me, come home. Break off of that old life. I'll bring you in. I'll nourish you. I'll give you the fruit. Just come home. Through Jesus, outsiders become heirs. Dead branches. Become living witnesses of grace. No one's beyond the reach of adoption. Come to God. We'll if you'll please stand, and we're going to sing hymn number 252. 252.